I can find an example on the web now where they're doing this. So, just because generally speaking, if only one or two people think of something, it's probably one of the out there ideas, right? There's something a little bit different about it. And it's a more unique potential, or someone was just sort of riffing on an idea like, well, what if I did everything, you know, on the right side and backwards from the bottom up? Not like you're actually going to make that happen, but you could propose that. So are they generally the not the common solutions, or not everyone in the group said, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of a horizontal nav bar. Right? Yeah, so there's something different about them. Of those that are different, the things that are different about them, has anyone identified anything about them that is that little grain of possibility? It's like, oh, I didn't think of this, but we might be able to stretch that. We might be able to use this. Are they just bizarre, or is there something that you could learn from it?
Some people on our group came up with
five.
Okay.
Some stuff that I think is novel, but not novel to the point of let's just do it because it's novel, but
right.
because it does itself well.
Because it's doing something, okay. Yeah. So there's a little grain in there somewhere, right? Okay, so now you've got three blank pieces of paper. What I would like you to do is on each one of these paper, take the three most common solutions that were identified by everyone in the group, and then take the things that were uncommon, the things that were unique solutions, and look for ways that you might possibly combine them. How could you take something from the uncommon solutions and leverage them with the common solutions, right? It might be that only one of them gets applied to one uncommon idea, gets applied to the three common ideas, but this is supposed to be an exercise in combination, in merging, right? So we're trying to help you think a little bit outside the box by taking the weird stuff and saying, how do we make it real? But by taking the common stuff and saying, how do we push the boundaries a little bit? How do we innovate a little bit here? So each page, blank page, one common idea goes on to it, sketch that out, and then look at the uncommon ideas and say, how could we use these to stretch those common solutions, and see if you can find ways to merge them, to combine them, to come up with something just a little bit better, a little bit different. All right? So we'll do this for about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, or 15, max 20 minutes, but we'll say about 15 minutes, because then we will put up the three pages each that you're doing, and we'll see if there was any convergence among the groups. Did group one and group two have the same top three things and similar granular things that you push them in similar ways? We'll just take a look at your solutions as groups.